is streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Over 45 mudslides, evacuations in Los Angeles County, rescues from the monster storm going on. How big? In L.A. at a briefing, the National Weather Service's Ariel Cohen.
A historic storm. We're talking about one of the wettest storm systems to impact the greater Los Angeles area since the history of records of weather have been made going back to the 1870s, one of the top three.
The Republican and Democratic senators who put together the historic bipartisan border security bill have also created an uphill battle. Some Republicans in the Senate and House say the bill doesn't go far enough. A vote in the full House of Representatives is expected tomorrow on impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over border security. U.S. military bombed and destroyed two sea drones sent by Iran-backed militants in the surface of the Red Sea in the Mideast today, says the U.S. military's Central Command. This is ABC News. A new study finds Americans are racking up credit card debt at a pretty high rate. ABC's Daria Albinger.
A report by Moody's Analytics says Americans had more than $1.5 trillion in credit card debt last year, an historic high. Many were lower or middle income, and a lot of them were renters, not homeowners. Delinquency and charge-off rates are well above pandemic levels.
Buckingham Palace confirming that Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer. The palace says the king, who is 75, has already started treatment. ABC's Maggie Rooley in London.
The palace sharing the king's prostate condition on January 17th. The same day it was revealed Catherine, Princess of Wales, underwent successful abdominal surgery. Though her condition was kept private, Kensington Palace said it was not cancerous. On January 26th, the king was admitted to the same hospital for his procedure and visited the princess. He was discharged on January 29th. The palace saying it was thanks to this intervention that diagnostic tests identified a form of cancer.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hit a sour note against the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Utah, 123-108. The Jazz ending a three-game losing streak with a rally in the fourth quarter against Milwaukee. Doc Rivers on facing Utah's best defenders.
We anticipated it, but we thought we could make enough shots to keep their bigs off the floor.
We just couldn't.
Rivers, by the way, named the head coach of the NBA's Eastern Conference team in the All-Star game later this month. In Madison, the Badgers battled but lost to number 2-ranked Purdue 75-69. Wisconsin's Greg Gard asked if he still thinks they're one of the top teams in the nation.
Yeah, I think we're one of the best teams in the country. You know, there's parity across college basketball, and I've seen a lot of them now and played against a lot of the non-conference ones, and you want to compete with the best with the goal that you want to be the best. You know, it's not just about playing with them. You want to conquer them.
NFL, the Packers have hired former Rams and Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion to serve as an assistant coach on offense. Tom Clements, who turned 71 this year, is expected to continue as the quarterback's coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds overnight. Temperatures in the upper 20s, and with some fog forming, watch out for some slippery spots to develop. After the fog lifts, we'll see scattered clouds, highs topping out in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 25.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's a brand new week. And, you know, the first full week of a brand new month as we roll along here. Is it toward what may be a renewal of America or Armageddon in November? We'll see where it goes. I continue to be optimistic. I think Americans are figuring out that, you know, this whole GOP thing is just largely, and has been since the 80s, just largely a grift. You know, just hey, what do the billionaires want? What do the big corporations? Yeah, we'll do that. And, you know, to hell with everything else. Anyway, so along those lines, the Supreme Court on Thursday is going to hear arguments on this assertion by Donald Trump that the 14th Amendment doesn't apply to him. You know, the part of the Constitution that says that if you've engaged in insurrection, you can no longer hold public office. Trump is claiming, oh, that doesn't apply to me for a bunch of reasons. I'll share those with you. But I have a larger question. What do the rich dudes who own the Supreme Court justices want? And I'll tell you about that in just a minute. I've spoken about this briefly in the past, but I wrote about it yesterday and published it this morning. So also, are Europeans who support Ukraine getting a brutal lesson about American politics? What's going on with this? And did the MAGA convoy, they finally made it to the border, to Texas. Oh, my God. What did they discover? I'll tell you all about it. All 18 of them, no, not a single truck. But anyway, I'll tell you how the convoy is going. It's rather tragic. In the second hour of our program, a secretive U.S. right-wing group, that would be ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, has designed a piece of model legislation that would give big business immunity from bad acts. Oh, gee, how thoughtful. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, a quick recap of all the ways our legal system is holding Donald Trump accountable. You know, a lot of us have just kind of lost track of which case is which and what law and who and where. And Dick Durbin is still taking blue slips seriously. WTF? I mean, what the heck is going on here? Well, anyway, we'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, 4% of California's population is at risk. Excuse me, 94% of California's population is at risk from this raging atmospheric river. And we'll talk about that. And if you're in California, if you're listening to me right now in California, check the weather. Be very careful. Be, you know, get ready. Get ready to lose power. Get ready to be a couple days maybe without power or without water. We just went through this here in Oregon, you know, a couple weeks ago with really extreme weather that knocked out power to a large chunk of our city. So, or our state for that matter. Also, Connecticut just became the first state to wipe out medical debt for all the people who live in Connecticut. You don't even have to apply for it. I'll tell you about that and what Phil Murphy is doing, or not Phil Murphy, Ned Lamont is the governor of Connecticut, what he's doing with regard to that. But to start out, you know, what's going on here with the Supreme Court? I find this absolutely fascinating. This whole idea that Donald Trump is saying the 14th Amendment doesn't apply. Now, the 14th Amendment is unambiguously clear. I mean, it's how can you not read, you know, that somebody who has engaged in insurrection against the United States or given aid or comfort to those engaging in insurrection can no longer hold public office? How can you not think that that would apply to Donald Trump? I mean, this is a guy who encouraged an insurrection, who let it, you know, just said, go to the Capitol, I'll go with you. The Secret Service wouldn't let him go, but he certainly wanted to. That this insurrection was intended to murder the Vice President of the United States and the Speaker of the House. They came within minutes of accomplishing that goal. They brought a gallows. And they succeeded in shutting down the confirmation of Joe Biden as president until the next day, until, you know, the early hours of the next morning. Now, how is that not an insurrection? Well, Trump is making basically a couple of claims. He's making his first claim is that he's not an officer of the United States, because the 14th Amendment says that a member of Congress or an officer of the United States will be barred if they engage in insurrection. So he's saying, I'm not an officer of the United States. Well, history says that presidents have been referred to as officers of the United States over and over and over again throughout history. His second defense is that while the language of the 14th Amendment is clear, that insurrectionists can't hold office, Congress never passed legislation putting it into effect. And Article 5 of, or Section 5 of the 14th Amendment says, Congress may pass a law putting into effect provisions of the 14th Amendment. Well, Congress has passed a number of laws putting into effect some parts of the 14th Amendment. But the argument that you need special legislation to execute a law that says you can't hold office if you're an insurrectionist is kind of silly. It was used hundreds of times after the Civil War. It was used to keep Jefferson Davis from running for president, for God's sake. So, you know, that's a specious argument. His third defense is that January 6th wasn't actually an insurrection. He's saying, no, it was a tourist visit or an interruption of Congress for a few moments or a protest, but not an insurrection. And then his very weak fourth defense is that the 14th Amendment was only intended to be wielded against people who engaged in it or who were involved with the Confederacy and that it no longer applies in the modern era. Now, you know, this group of 25 of the nation's most well-known, prestigious, award-winning, top-of-the-line academic and pop history scholars of the Civil War have filed a friend of the court brief with the Supreme Court saying all four of those arguments are BS. That the fact of the matter is that the presidency is an office of the government. He is an officer of the government, number one. He did engage in what should be called insurrection. The 14th Amendment does not need to be activated. It's already been used, well over 100 times. And that at the time it was written, one of the people who was the author of the 14th Amendment gave a speech in which he said, you know, this is not just for now, this is for future generations. So all four of those arguments are specious. But here's the thing, the Supreme Court can pick any one of those four, or multiple ones of those four, or something else that they could just pull out of their backsides like they did with Bush v. Gore in 2000 and just say, you know, we're going to give the White House to end this prosecution of Donald Trump, or we're going to allow him to be on the ballot, I guess would be the specific and exact way to say it. We're going to allow him to be on the ballot, and if he wins, we're going to allow him to serve as president. So the bottom line here is that the court could arguably or perhaps even legitimately rule in Trump's favor or against Trump. They could either rule, yes, he can stay on the ballot because we agree with one of these 4 points. Or they could say, no, we disagree with all of his 4 points and he can't be on the ballot. But the big question in my mind is, why would they make one of those two decisions, assuming that it's a binary choice? There is a third option, and that is that they could rule very narrowly on Colorado and just say, but other states, we're just going to leave it, you know, sort of like the Dobbs decision. We'll leave it up to the states. I think that's very unlikely. But there has been at least one friend of the court brief that has been filed with the Supreme Court begging them not to do that specifically and saying, please decide this one way or the other so that we can proceed without uncertainty. And that, I believe that was from Dana Nessel in Michigan, the Secretary of State of Michigan. But I could be wrong. It was one of the high-profile states filed that one. But the question in my mind is not just how are they going to rule, but why. And I say this because we have a number of Supreme Court justices. Alito has been being massaged for years and years by Leonard Leo and all his rich buddies. They've got this little outfit next door to the Supreme Court, kind of a social club now, you know, where he holds court. And Thomas, of course, we know about all the literally millions and millions of dollars worth of vacations and buying his mom's house and sending his kid to prep school, you know, on behalf of Harlan Crow, this one, and others. Apparently, there's multiple right-wing billionaires. Another right-wing billionaire bought a bus for Clarence Thomas. We don't know yet who paid off Brett Kavanaugh's gambling debts and whatnot, but they were huge. Amy Coney Barrett's husband is suddenly making piles of money in defending cases that, well, let's just say exploiting her presence on the Supreme Court. John Roberts' wife has made over $10 million from law firms that routinely have cases, many of them have cases before the Supreme Court. I mean, this court is just corrupt, or at least the Republicans on the court. There have been no such arguments made about, you know, Kagan or Sotomayor or Jackson. But this is the question in my mind is, I guarantee you, well, I can't guarantee it, but I believe that at the very least, Clarence Thomas and probably John Roberts and Sam Alito are getting phone calls from these right-wing billionaire donors who don't want Trump on the ticket because they think that there's no way he can win. I mean, they're just looking at the polling and, you know, Biden's, I realize right now the polling shows that Trump is beating Biden. I'm not believing it, and I don't think they do either. So are they going to say to Thomas and Roberts and a company on the Supreme Court, are the rich people who own them, who they almost always rule in favor of and have for decades now, are those rich people going to tell them, yeah, we can handle Trump? You know, Fritz Thyssen, notwithstanding, Fritz Thyssen, of course, in 1933, was the guy who put up the 3 million Reichsmarks, Deutschmarks, that got Hitler into the race, essentially, to become chancellor, and he was the guy who lobbied von Papen to make him chancellor. He wrote a book called I Paid Hitler about how he thought he could control Hitler because he was one of the richest guys in Germany. Didn't work out that way. He and his family had to flee the country. But anyhow, either these rich guys who own the Supreme Court are thinking we can control Trump, in which case the Supreme Court will leave him on the ballot. Or they're thinking, hey, let's get rid of Trump because Nikki Haley has a better chance of beating Biden, which is what the polls show. So, you know, how do you think it's going to play out? Those are my thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. I want to talk about Ukraine for a minute here and also this bizarre MAGA convoy.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yeah, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. You know, that just doesn't seem like a good idea. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. I want them to get good, healthy food. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even picky eaters like my dog, Blue.
My listeners can get up to 54% off their First Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. There's also over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on the website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. 24 minutes past the hour. And are Europeans who support Ukraine getting a brutal lesson in American politics? Actually, I think the brutal lesson they're getting is the power of Putin and the power of the internet. Because the principal way that Putin is projecting power around the world right now is not through his military. It's through the hundreds of thousands of people who work for him pretending to be Americans on message boards, commenting on news stories, in social media, they're running websites. You know, Tucker Carlson's over there in Moscow right now, presumably trying to suck up to Putin. But, you know, the fascinating story over on Politico by Alexander Burns, he talks about how Anders Fogh Rasmussen, who is the former Danish prime minister, came to Washington, D.C. to talk to a bunch of Republicans about, hey, please help out Ukraine, right? And Representative Greg Murphy of North Carolina, 60-year-old Republican urologist by training, was the most direct voice in the room, laying out his raw political calculus in unperfumed terms, writes Alexander Burns. Murphy told Rasmussen that the price for backing Ukraine must be a crackdown at the border with Mexico. Now, can you think of anything else that the Republicans would hold hostage like that? I mean, you know, yeah, we would love to have a tax break for billionaires, but first we want to make sure that the Democrats go along with sealing the border. We would love to deregulate the fossil fuel industry and let them, you know, pour more methane into the air, but first, we're not going to do that until Democrats, you know, agree to seal the border. So, I mean, this is just such BS to begin with. And then Rasmussen's successor as UN Secretary or NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, he came to Washington D.C. last week and gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation. And again, this from the reporting in Politico. Yet Stoltenberg was greeted in much the same way as Rasmussen. The president of Heritage opened the event by saying there would be no further support of Ukraine until the border is at least as secure as it was a few years ago. Well, you know, the headline by Brad Reedov over a Raw story is Putin's long-term investment in Trump is about to pay off. Yep. And Trump, and you saw this pathetic thing of over the weekend of Mike Johnson being on, what was it, ABC, I think. And the questioner said, you know, is Donald Trump pulling the strings here? Calling the shots here was the phrase he used. Because Donald Trump calling the shots. And Mike Johnson was like, no, I'm calling the shots. Yeah, I'm in charge. Yeah, right. Donald Trump moves his hands and Mike Johnson's lips move. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have to tell you about the trucker convoy at the border, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim for...
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Over 45 mudslides, evacuations in Los Angeles County, rescues from the monster storm going on. How big? In L.A. at a briefing, the National Weather Service's Ariel Cohen.
A historic storm. We're talking about one of the wettest storm systems to impact the greater Los Angeles area since the history of records of weather have been made going back to the 1870s, one of the top three.
The Republican and Democratic senators who put together the historic bipartisan border security bill have also created an uphill battle. Some Republicans in the Senate and House say the bill doesn't go far enough. A vote in the full House of Representatives is expected tomorrow on impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over border security. U.S. military bombed and destroyed two sea drones sent by Iran-backed militants in the surface of the Red Sea in the Mideast today, says the U.S. military's Central Command. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds overnight. Temperatures in the upper 20s, and with some fog forming, watch out for some slippery spots to develop. After the fog lifts, we'll see scattered clouds. Highs topping out in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 25.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected. And it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
How easy it is, and thank you so much for all of your support. know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. What a day, right? So there was going to be this convoy of truckers, right? They were going to go to the southern border, and they were going to, you know, like 700,000 trucks were going to come down there, or some mind-boggling number, and they were going to line up and block the border because there's just this continuous stream of brown people coming across, and oh my God, it's terrible. So anyhow, they pulled together their convoy, all 18 cars and a bus, no trucks. And they made their way down there. And now that they're down there, other people are showing up. It looks like there's a few hundred people there from the drone shot that I just saw. There's a good link to one over on Democratic Underground if you want to see it, democraticunderground.com. But basically, they got down there and discovered that they were expecting to see thousands and thousands of brown-skinned immigrants. You know, it was like, there's nobody there. It's like, hey, guys, you know, yeah, every now and then some people pass through, you know, get across the river. But by and large, nothing's happening now, especially with all the razor wire and stuff. So they get down there and like, what happened? What's going on here? And then they start getting into fights with each other. This is, I mean, you can follow it on social media. There's all these clips of the people getting in fights with each other, and also there's a large contingent of people selling Trump paraphernalia. It turns out this is all part of the Trump. And of course, you're buying all the Trump paraphernalia from Trump, and so he's making money. I mean, he makes money on everything, right? That's his secret power. Except when he doesn't, of course. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind this week? We've got a lot to talk about, a lot going on, and you know, it's Thursday is, like I said, is going to be real interesting. Richard in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. Hey. Yes, I'm calling regarding Trump's threat to deport any naturalized American citizen that doesn't vote for him upon his election.
Right.
I Googled that just before I called you to make sure I got my facts straight, and there's several hits on it. Mm-hmm. One is the American Civil Liberties Union thing. It's right on the top thing there.
Yep.
And what a lot of people don't realize, there's over 24 million naturalized American citizens in the United States. And yes, we can lose our citizenship at any time on the will of the president changing that law.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a green card holder, yeah, when I was a green card holder, I was told that if I got even a speeding ticket in 5 years, I could be deported. And yet we see what Trump's going through, and he's able to run for president of the United States.
Yeah.
This is insulting. 24 million people are being threatened with deportation if they don't vote for him.
Yeah.
I have emailed the New York Times, the White House, Kamala Harris, no responses. So what I've done is in order to kind of force somebody's hand, if this isn't disqualifying, I don't know what is. I've changed my party from Democrat. I've been sending Trump small donations, so there's records of it. And I'm putting that in my emails to let these people know something needs to be done. Now, because very few Americans vote in elections, I know it's more than 24 million, and a lot of these 24 million people won't understand what's going on. This is a real threat to our democracy.
Yeah.
Now, well, I hold three passports. I'm British, Canadian, and American. Mm-hmm. I'm retired from the Canadian and U.S. militaries. I've been in the U.S. 50 years. I'm retired from Homeland Security. I've been around a little bit. I've done a lot of research on the Third Reich and how things happened. I've seen this happening right from day one.
Yep.
When this man started speaking.
Yep.
And nobody gets it. And the bad part is, and I'll make this just this last sentence, the people that remember this that were in positions of authority in the United States politics that remembered the Holocaust and remembered how things happened. They're gone now.
Yeah, they're all dying.
So now we've got these people. Yeah. Now we've got these people to see fascism as, hey, this is an alternate kind of thing. This is pretty good.
Yep.
So you see where I'm going? This is a real threat, and nobody's covering it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I completely agree with you, Richard, and with the point that those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. That's why I'm out there every day beating the drum. It's why I do. It's why I show up for the show every day. I write my op-ed over at Hartman Report every day, because somebody has to say this. And sadly, so much of the media is unwilling to do so. My constant complaint. MSNBC is running an ad that says, it's an exciting election. Never before have we had a. You know, where one candidate is facing so many legal troubles. Well, you know, that's like second or third or fourth on the list of the things that concern me about Donald Trump. It should be, never before in America have we had an election where one of the candidates says he wants to suspend the election and make himself a dictator. I mean, it's like, why can't they say this out loud, right?
Yeah, half the population likes that idea.
Not half, but about 20%. Yeah, the authoritarian followers, they're down with it.
What led me to call you is that I was on, I'll say YouTube, and I'm looking at some of these things where they're reporting from the Texas border. And what they're saying is it's like National Socialism.
Mm-hmm.
So I said something, and I mentioned the H name and all that. And I got a thing from YouTube telling me I could be banned if I do this again. So these people are saying this stuff. But if I actually mention a name saying, hey, people, be careful, there's something going on here, I'm not allowed to post anymore.
The H name? I don't know what that means, Richard. And please don't say something on the air that can't be said. But
yeah, well, I'm mentioning the leader of the Third Reich.
Oh,
this
I see.
Where we're going.
Oh, mentioning his name. Yeah.
So I got a nasty little note from YouTube. But all I'm doing is saying what these people are saying, I'm giving it a name.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I
so
get it.
I'm just saying that's what turned me on, where I needed to do something. So this is my doing something, calling your offices.
Okay,
so
I encourage you, you live in Atlantic City. You've got a bunch of right-wing radio stations around there. I encourage you to call them and give them hell, too. If you can bring yourself to do it. All right, Richard, I gotta move along, but I'm with you. Thank you very much. It was a brilliant rant. It really was. Thank you. Ken in Lafayette, Colorado. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Let me get you off a speaker real quick. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I wanted to follow up with the previous caller, Tyrone, I believe the gentleman, and even the gentleman you just were speaking to. Is America ready for Trump to be arrested and be held accountable? I say yes, in that, as you just alluded to with this previous call, we outnumber, we meaning Democrats, outnumber the Republicans, right? You said about 80% or 20% right-wingers, like the authoritarian. Not that I'm calling for violence, but the reason why this is going on, no one's being held accountable. And as again was alluded to, the media isn't calling out the likes of Jim Jordan, for example. Stefanik.
Elise Stefanik. She's not his wife.
Yes.
But she's
thank
just
you.
His colleague. But yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'd say America is ready to be arrested. If I recall, wasn't there a Trump 2.0 in South America shortly after January 6th here in America, and I thought, and that president just quashed that before it even got, going, really, and people were arrested and et cetera.
Well, you had Bolsonaro down in Brazil, who was very much like Trump. He ultimately lost the election. In El Salvador, the guy, I'm forgetting his name, he calls himself the world's most popular dictator. He just won re-election, but he's thrown tens of thousands of people in jail with no due process. I mean, he's literally doing a dictator routine. But he's also inherited a country that was just torn apart by Reagan's intervention, and the drug lords had taken it over. And people will sacrifice freedom for safety. Safety is more important. Safety is the foundation of Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. You know, it's right above homeostasis. So, yeah.
Well, Trump and the Republicans certainly don't offer any safety for the majority of America. That's for certain. But
no, but that's what they're saying is we'll keep you safe from those immigrants who are coming over the border. We'll keep you safe from those Black Lives Matter people who are going to march past your house and, you know, all this. I mean, that's their sales pitch. We'll keep you safe from the criminals.
Well, we need to put the hammer down and arrest all these guys like yesterday. But
I'm with you.
And I say, America is ready for this.
Yeah, I agree. Ken, thank you for the call. I don't think there'll be a significant problem if Trump
is
arrested.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, look at the number of people who show up for his trials. The vast majority of them are people there to heckle him. It's 44 and a half. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland, matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
And welcome back to the Tom Hartman program, fair and only slightly unbalanced. Picking up your calls here, Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to piggyback on what the gentleman from Atlantic City was saying a little while ago, and that is that we as a nation have never had to deal with a Hitler-type moment. Germany's gone through it. Italy has gone through it. Spain has gone through it. We haven't gone through it, and we have strange fantasies of what it actually looks like from 20% of our population.
Yeah. No, I
get it. And that's a concern that, it's just a video game or that kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Yeah, you're right. And although I would qualify that, we did face a Hitler-like threat. If you want to, and I'm not talking about death camps, but something close down in the South from the period from 1825 to 1861, you had the end of democracy in the South. I mean, the oligarchic families, about 1,000 very, very, very rich families, and their wealth was just lurched forward with the development of the cotton gin. And its widespread use in the South in the 1820s, they became so powerful and so wealthy and so opposed to democracy that they ended democracy in the South. Elections were a sham. Even white people who opposed the power structure got lynched. Obviously black people had it terrible as chattel slavery. And then they decided that they didn't like the fact that there was a democracy to their north that was stirring things up for them, and so they were going to take down our democracy. So we sort of had a Hitler figure once before, Jefferson Davis, but he was, it was very specific to one particular issue. But I think your point is well made, and what do we do with this and how do we do it? We're just going to have to figure that out as we go along. Sean, thank you for the call. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom. I'm responding to your email that you sent out to everyone. Do the rich dudes want the court to ban Trump or not?
Right.
And I say the rich dudes do want the Supreme Court to keep Trump on the ballot.
On the ballot.
And the reason
interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the Supreme Court. Because the Heritage Foundation, just one moment. I was calling and volunteering for Obama, during his election, and I got this one guy on the phone, and, I'm talking about positive Trump. He says, "You hamster in a wheel." I go, "What?" He says, "You hamster in a wheel. Do you know who really runs America?" it was a shock to me. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking. But anyway, moving to where we are now, the Heritage Foundation is the richest, probably the richest organization we have, nonprofit in America. The Heritage Foundation wants Project 2025. They wrote 2025.
Right.
And there's no way there's no way Trump is their key. Without Trump, they can't bring this to fruition.
You don't think Nikki Haley would do all the same things that Trump would do? She would just do them in a friendly way? I mean, maybe she wouldn't shut down, immigration from Muslim countries. I mean, some of the most extreme racist stuff that Trump's all over, she probably wouldn't do. But she certainly would do everything she could to close the southern border. She's on record being in favor of privatizing Social Security and Medicare.
I don't think...
Go ahead.
I don't think Nikki Haley has a fair chance of winning the national election against Biden.
Polls show that she has a better chance than Trump does.
What about all the Trumpers? Aren't they counting on the Trumpers for voting for Trump?
Well, this is the problem. Number one, she's a woman. Number two, she's a person of color. Number three, and this is the most important part, if she's on the ticket for any reason other than the Supreme Court taking Trump off, in other words, if she's the sole survivor, if she's the nominee, then for any other reason than the Supreme Court, then Trump is going to be throwing stones at her continuously, and it's going to hurt her chances of winning. On the other hand, if the Supreme Court says, Donald Trump, you may not serve, and he accepts that, which is another if, but he accepts that, then at that point, I doubt he would be throwing stones at her. I think at that point he would probably be doing everything he can to get Biden, you know, out of the White House in the hopes that Nikki Haley might pardon him or help him out somehow.
Well, she said she would.
That you're right.
She said she would pardon him.
Yeah.
So my point is, I think Trump is the only way they've got to installing Project 2025.
They're very clear that if they don't get it this time, they'll get it in 4 years, that the next Republican president is going to do this.
Absolutely.
They've been writing these. Their first one was for Reagan, and he did it. It was called A Mandate to Govern.
He started it.
Yeah, in 1980. Yeah, that was Heritage Foundation's, their equivalent of Project 2025. They called it
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying it was called A Mandate to Govern, and it had the tax breaks in it, and it had deregulation, and it had all the stuff that Reagan did, basically. He did the vast majority of it. And they do this for every Republican that comes into office.
Am I putting too much faith in that the Republicans said that if they didn't win when Trump won, if they lost that, they were afraid they'd never win an election again because there's too many people of color coming up in the population that by 2050, there's going to be more people of color than white people.
Right, and what you're going to see is the Republican Party shift their emphasis. They already have now over 300 Spanish language right-wing talk stations, which has had a significant impact. You've seen almost a 10-point swing of Hispanics in the United States going from Democrat to Republican as a result just of that. I mean, they're doing for the Hispanic vote, and now they're starting to sponsor black conservatives as well. You know, the Tim Scotts of the world. They're also doing that. They're doing it in media. You've got a lot of the religious stations now. I think 800 religious stations in the United States that regularly broadcast not just religious content but also political, right wing political content that they frame as religion, and many of them have black pastors. Not all of them.
But a leopard doesn't change its spots. How do they buy into that? Because the Republican Party is against people of color. I mean,
they're selling it with the old tropes, you know, from the Nixon era. They're selling it with self-reliance and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and all that kind of stuff. I got to run, Diane. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach. None of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may...
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.